Hello listeners, this is Varun Jain and I am on the sidelines of RAI's Retail Leadership Summit 2019. We have with us Mr. Rajesh Jain, who is the MD and CEO of Lacoste India. Thank you very much, Mr. Jain, for joining us for this podcast.
Thank you, Varun. I'm pretty happy to have been invited for this podcast.
Pleasure is all ours, sir. Can you tell us about Lacoste, as in how was the growth last year in 2018?
Oh, so you touched a topic which is very, very dear to me because we are very, very happy for our growth during the financial year 2018-19. What we did is, apart from doing a lot of other efforts, I would like to mention about two specific efforts where we really worked hard in this year. And those two efforts are mainly to go back to the basics. Okay. When you talk about retail, two very, very important things, especially in Indian scenario, are A, customer service, and B, supply chain. We really worked very hard on these two elements in retail. It delivered wonderful results for us. We see good high double-digit growth in our same store sales in financial year 2018-19. And we're very happy about it. And we plan and we do think that this growth may not be as high as high double-digit. But we do expect good growth in subsequent year also in the next year that is coming now. 2019-20.
So what's the reason you think that you might not be able to sustain this growth in the subsequent years, sir?
So see what happens, it's not that we don't want to sustain that growth, but getting high double-digit growth in the same store sales growth itself is something of an achievement for a brand like us, which is premium or bridge to luxury international lifestyle brand. And getting it on a higher base now might become slightly difficult, though we'll of course put in all our efforts to try to achieve good growth in the subsequent year also. But we do see that overall, including new point of sales, we will see good double-digit growth in next year also.
How many point of sales do we have and how many exclusive stores do we have at the moment?
So currently we have 51 point of sales, which includes three online channels, including our own e-com website, www.lacoste.in. Apart from that, we have joined hands with two marketplaces who have assured non-discounting premium environment for us. And they've also assured that there will not be any other, let's say, unauthorized sale of our products on their platform, which unfortunately is quite prevalent in online industry. But we got that assurance and we joined hands with them. Apart from that, we have about six shop-in-shop. Rest all are our exclusive boutiques in India.
Last time when we spoke a couple of years back, when you launched your e-commerce website, you said that in 3 years, you aim to get 10% of your revenues from this website of your own. Where are we on that, sir?
Oh, pretty much on target. So currently, if I see, almost about 7% of our total revenue comes from online channel. Mm-hmm. And currently it's a little higher, but we expect to end this financial year at about 7% of our total revenue from online channel. So we are pretty much on our target, which I talked to you about a couple of years back. And we do expect this revenue to go up in the near future also.
How many stores are we looking to open this year or say in a couple of years' time?
So currently, as I said, we have 51 point of sales and as we speak today, two stores are under fit out. In the next year, we again want to open 2 to 3 new stores and we also have some other plans for our existing stores, which at this moment of time, I will not be able to speak about. But we do want to do something with our existing stores also.
Are you looking to open flagship stores as well? Because last
we already have flagship stores. In fact, where we have South Extension is one black big flagship store that we have. In Bangalore, we have one flagship store. So we already have big flagship stores. What we have decided about... So normally what happens, a brand like us would open a flagship store on a high street.
Right.
But about 4 or 5 years ago, we decided that we do not want to open any more high street doors in India. The reason is that India's weather conditions are not conducive for premium retail, unless it's a destination retail, like for jewelry or for ethnic wear, it would definitely work.
Okay.
But for a Western wear, premium international brands, malls give a better environment where you get air conditioned environment. you get shopping, you get entertainment, you get food, everything under one roof in air-conditioned environment. And the, one of the biggest problem that our country faces apart from weather is parking.
Right.
So in malls, the kind of customers that we have, they would bring their own cars or they would be driven by a chauffeur. They would easily get parking in malls also, and that would not be a hassle.
Right.
So we don't plan to open any other flagship stores on High Street. But yes, in the malls, we are expanding, and because we are British luxury brand, we don't expand very, very fast. But yes, with our pace, we are expanding.
Where do you see the next wave of growth coming for Lacoste in coming years?
So the next wave, if I say in India, innovative products that we keep introducing every season. And within the season also, we have sub-launches, the new innovative products come. The innovation designs that we have our products. So now we have, apart from classic fit or a regular fit, now we have different fits of our garments, which brings a lot of customers back to our stores because they get good quality, good fits, different fits that really attracts them. I do feel that technology is going to play a good part, a good important role in bringing growth also. And when I'm talking technology, I'm not saying that we go haywire and we start going after technology like anything. I'm talking about relevant technology.
Okay.
So when I talk relevant technology and when I link it with the growth, I think the next technology, not only for Lacoste, but a lot of other retailers in the country, should come from omni-channel, which is predominantly mapping the inventories, and the customers who come to our stores, they don't go back empty-handed just because their size or the color is not available in the stores.
Okay.
Once the inventories are mapped, then the customer would have the home delivery facility or pickup facility from any store of his choice. So that should bring good growth for most of the retailers. Though omni-channel, as I would say, or as I see it, currently is in nascent stages. I can't recall of any brand who has effectively implemented omni-channel throughout the country so far, but I think it's not very far from achieving that thing because a lot of new products are coming, new support partners are coming, and they would be able to provide effective solution for omni-channel.
And with this, we come to an end of this very engaging session. Stay tuned for more. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.